Group B reaches its crescendo tonight as its quartet of nations must be whittled down to just two for the round of 16. England and Wales lock horns in the United Kingdom derby just down the road, while here the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States of America go toe-to-toe, knowing that victory for either would guarantee knockout football, something Iran have never experienced before at a World Cup finals. Mediterrani's brace against England ensured he is Iran's leading scorer in World Cup history by virtue of being the only player to score more than once. The talismanic Sardar Azmoun starts too. Weston McKennie would be suspended if booked tonight. Josh Sargent for Haji Wright is the attacking alteration. The lively Timothy Ware will create in support. There is energy and ability in reserve for if and when it is required. Victory is a must for the US if they are to progress. A win would guarantee knockout football for the Islamic Republic of Iran. But a draw will be enough if Wales fail in their quest for 3 points against the English.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. David, it's all or nothing for both teams. The only concern I have for the USA is that Carter Vickers and Tim Ream have not played together for the USA. It's a big game to start that relationship.
Musa towards Pulisic, who does win the aerial battle.
It's a good little position. Pulisic picks up, but he has to get a lot of power. Particularly easy to beat the goalkeeper from there.
Pulisic, Sargent, he might drop here for Ware, and he had to generate all the power himself, which gave Beran fans the advantage.
What, did he have time to bring this down? I think he thought that he had to hit that first time, and head, and I don't think he was offside, but could he have brought that down? Maybe there's enough bodies around him, but very difficult to score from there with your head. Not much power on it.
Adams. McKennie saw the run of Dest, and there he is, and Pulisic's in there! The United States make their move in Group B. A big goal, but one that might have come at some personal cost.
Yes, great ball there. Good run again by Dest, right at the edge of his position, and he couldn't really miss there. Pulisic, but I think he just was caught in his stomach. What a great header across that was. Just threw himself at it. No thought at all. The risk he was going to put himself at. Ran straight into the goalkeeper. Hopefully he's okay, Pulisic, but to be fair, they've had a lot of pressure, the USA, and that's the first time they've properly got in behind, and Dest has been one of the better players. Pulisic just throws himself at it. Terrific from him.
Just had to quicken the step a little bit there, the goalkeeper. He's found McKennie in space, and he looks for Ware. And he pokes it towards goal, and in! But the flag will cut the celebration short.
Now the pace that Ware has, he probably didn't need to go early. That's the sort of run the USA won. That'll be an interesting one. Thought he timed it correctly. Actually, the finish was very good. Right foot, went too easy past Beran van.
That is half-time. And at the break, it is all going the way of the USA. And that is largely down to the bravery of Christian Pulisic, throwing his body quite literally on the line to get the goal that pokes the USA in front in this game and into second place in the group, which is exactly what they need for a spot in the round of 16. Plenty of football still to play in this game and indeed the other in Group B. But at half-time, it's the Islamic Republic of Iran 0, the United States of America 1. Second half gets underway without two talismanic figures, really, for either nation. Christian Pulisic unable to carry on, having scored the only goal of the game so far. it on. Robinson loses out. They've got an opportunity here. Can they connect with it? It's Godos who tried his luck, but couldn't keep it down.
It's good play. Well thought out movement and passing, and then just picks the pass out. Too much there, but what a strike that is. Literally isn't too far away. Godos, Taremi couldn't reach it, but everybody's looking worried from USA point of view.
Has been won. The question is who from this game is going through. And it might be Iran! If only they can find the net. And that was so, so close. The game continues on a knife edge.
Well, the whole stadium collectively held its breath then, not knowing which side of the post that had gone.
Up it goes again. Up he goes again. And that is that. The contrast of emotion is there for all to see. But ultimately, it is the bravery of Christian Pulisic which has decided this game. Burrowing his way through to force the ball over the line and make USA a round of 16 team in 2022.